poll, Trump leads in North Carolina as battleground state search continues. By Michael Patrick Leahy on August 11, 2020. President Trump now leads presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in the key battleground state of North Carolina by 1 point, 48% to 47%, according to a Rasmussen Reports poll released on Tuesday. The poll results continue the recent momentum of the president's re-election campaign, which has seen him narrow the gap in national and battleground state polls over the past 3 weeks. According to the Rasmussen Reports poll, Trump is beating Biden in a new poll conducted by Rasmussen/Pulse Opinion for the Center for American Greatness on August 6 and 7. The poll of 750 likely voters shows the president besting Biden by a single point when leaners are included. This poll is one data point suggesting that the recent Trump rebound has some legs, especially in battleground states. The poll contains some other interesting data. For instance, when asked who they think will win the election, regardless of their personal preference, Trump beats Biden by 6 points, 47 to 41. Also worth noting is that Trump beats Biden by 4 points in the favorability rating, 48 to 44, with 54% of North Carolinians holding an unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden. Trump's job approval rating stands at 51%. The poll has ±4% margin of error. You can see the crosstabs of the poll here. According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, Biden leads Trump in North Carolina by 2 points, which is within the margin of error. President Trump won North Carolina's 15 Electoral College votes in 2016 by 4 points, 50% to 46%, but for the past several months most state polls have shown Biden leading the president in the 2020 election. Two other important statewide races are on the ballot in North Carolina this November. Incumbent Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, faces Democrat challenger Cal Cunningham in a contest whose outcome could determine which party secures the majority in the U.S. Senate. According to the latest Real Clear Politics average of polls, Cunningham leads Tillis by 9.5 points. In the gubernatorial race, incumbent Governor Roy Cooper, DNC, leads Republican challenger Dan Forrest by 10.2 points. Though the recent momentum of the 2020 campaign continues to move towards President Trump, a lot can happen in the 2 months and 3 weeks until the November 3 election.